Tech of Sports, episode 112. Brian Foy, this week on the Tech of Sports, Brian Foy. And Modern Life Podcast Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content and shows on your smart device. Get your app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget, it's on Stitcher Radio for all your devices. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network. Please go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. And great to have everybody back for another episode of the Tech of Sports after missing a week. But we're back and hopefully better than ever. And we got a great guest tonight. Hopefully he'll share a lot of his knowledge with us. And we'll talk about a new product and a golf, breaking into the golf industry a little bit with a new product. And Brian Foy's H4 Distribution's got some big news for us tonight. And Brian is a former golf pro. He's been in golf retail. He's helped develop products. He's also a really good player. And he's going to talk about, we'll talk about Wellputt as one of the things we'll mention tonight. And Brian, thanks for coming on, and happy to talk some golf and some golf products with you tonight.
Hey, Rick. Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Yep. I'm in Atlanta. You used to live here as well. And we're in the heart of golf season. You know, if people are looking to improve their game, I know you have some suggestions and a new product and some new distribution channels, it looks like, out for it. So talk about your company and what you guys kind of aim to do, and then we'll talk about Wellputt a little bit.
Yeah. So H4 Distribution is a distribution company that works with European brands that have been tested in other markets. And then we bring those specific golf products, particularly training aids, over to the U.S. for the U.S. market. And, you know, we've had quite a bit of success with the professionals around the country. My peers, PGA professionals around the country, have really taken a liking to a lot of the brands that we represent here in the U.S. and Canada.
Is there some magic formula for testing them in Europe first, do you think, before they come to the States? Does that kind of give you an idea of maybe how well they'll do here, or does it help you kind of maybe work out the kinks a little bit?
Well, yeah, a little bit of everything there, Rick. I mean, the when you test in a smaller market, it's always wise to do that before you bring it over to the U.S. market, which is really half of the golfers in the world are in the U.S. If, you know, so the numbers fluctuate from anywhere from, you know, 22 million to 27 million golfers in the U.S. And they say, you know, around numbers, around 60 million golfers worldwide. So it's always nice to test a product in a smaller market, work out the kinks, you know, realize the demand, and then really hit the ground running when we bring it to the U.S.
Yeah, I cover sports technology and a lot of golf products and technology, and there's no space like the training aid space when it comes to the sport of golf. It's like the Wild West, kind of, you know, in some sense. But you have big companies, you have, you know, medium sized companies trying to grow, and then you have the small company or the individual inventor even looking to get their product noticed and on shelves of stores. And is this one of the toughest industries kind of to break into? The, because everybody thinks they have the next hot golf product. Is the golf training aid industry almost an impossible nut to crack?
In a way, I guess, you know, outside looking in, you know, someone has a great idea and then they bring the idea to the invention, you know, to the actual manufacturing stage. And then from there, it's bring it to the market. And what H4 Distribution specializes in is getting, you know, really venting and filtering the products that, you know, go through that idea process to the manufacturing process tonight, you know, to a marketable product. And then from there, we have the pipe to take it, you know, to a national level. And we also, you know, we're full service distribution. So we also handle the marketing, the communication side of things as well for the products that we represent.
And I know, you know, Wellputt or Wellingputt is one of your, the Wellingputt mat is one of your top products and something you're really proud of. And putting is really the one golf stroke you can kind of practice almost anywhere and kind of practice by yourself and get instant feedback. Talk about the Wellputt and kind of, you know, putting training aids in general.
Yeah, we've had the specifically the Wellputt on the market now for 4 years. And again, we started in Europe and we ended up winning the European Product of the Year at the PGA show over in Europe 2 years ago. And it's really the putting mat has really taken off over there. So we recently brought it over to the US, and the response has been just as good, if not better, here in the US. We've, you know, with the professionals all the way down to the consumer, I mean, it's a product for everybody. It's the number one, as far as, you know, what players are looking for when it comes to putting is some type of mat. And that's what the Welling putt, mat does for the golfer. You have your, you know, there's many mats out there on the market. And there's many good mats out there on the market as well. But the difference with the Welling putt mat is there's a game, but it's also a tool. So if for the serious golfer looking to, you know, really practice and hone their skills, I mean, the typical mat will have a hole right in the middle of the mat. And then the golfer will really become an expert at that one putt on his or her mat. And then when it's hard to take it to the golf course. So what the Well Putt mat really specializes in is working from different angles, from different distances to a target where you can also work on your feel. You can work on uphill putts and downhill putts by landing or resting the ball in certain areas of the cone after the target. And then working your way back, you can work on the ladder drill and focus on getting the ball to rest in certain areas of the mat. So you really utilize the entire mat. And, you know, for different, it's funny because in Europe, the number one seller is a 10-foot mat. But here in the U.S., because the homes are bigger and it seems like we have more space over here, the 13-foot mat is a big seller for the consumer. And then there's also a 26-foot mat, which is more for an academy or, you know, for someone who, you know, can get away with it with their wife and put it in their basement or something like that.
I don't have a basement, Brian, but I have a long living room. How do you think and we have a new house. We just moved in last week. How do you think my wife would feel? She's been out of town. She's coming home tonight. If she walked in and saw that 26-foot mat diagonally stretched across the living room into the dining room, you think I'd be okay with that?
It just depends on how it blends into your floor. No, but all kidding aside, I mean, the 10, the 13, the 26 foot, whatever size, it's easy to roll up. So by the time she got home, you could certainly roll it up and stow it away in your basement, or not your basement, but your garage. If you have a garage, you know, you could easily. And the best thing about the mat too, is when you roll it back out, you could roll it up for months on end. And let's say come winter time, when you can't get outside to practice, it's a little cold outside, you can roll the mat back out and use it. And you don't have to worry about waiting for 24 hours or putting something heavy on it to flatten it out. It rolls nicely, you know, and it's ready to go once you roll it back out.
Awesome. That's awesome. I'm with Brian Foy here of H4 Distribution. And he's a veteran of the golf industry, and he kind of knows what works when it comes to training aids and improving your golf game. And Brian, with the well putt, who have you gotten better feedback from, the beginning golfer or maybe a more advanced golfer, or is it kind of serve purposes for both?
It served because it's a tool and also a game. And inside the packaging, there's a scorecard, you know, and there's three different types of games for the consumer to play. But we have LPGA Tour players using the mat. We have PGA Tour players using the mat. We have some of the top club professionals in the country using the mat for their technology on the SAM Putt Lab system, which is a popular technology in today's, you know, putter fitting systems. But you know, it's refreshing because it's a mat, you know, it's really, as far as, you know, with all the technology that's out there to improve the game for the average golfer, it's all great. And, you know, earlier we were talking about, my background in the golf technology, world, but you know, the mat is refreshing. It's easy to use. And it really, really makes your practice purposeful.
That's key, because a lot of people go out and practice and think they're improving their golf game, and they're really not. Are you one of the proponents, Brian, that even anybody really, when you're either struggling or maybe starting to struggle with your game, immediately go to your favorite or local PGA pro for a lesson and immediately hopefully get that fixed? Are you on board with that?
Rick 100% on board with that. I think that's the most important thing, is to realize that there's so many variables that come into improving your game. And if you can have a training aid like a Wellputt, you know, and there's a couple more training aids that Wellputt has to offer, but if you have a training aid, but you know, you accompany that with the proper instruction through your local PGA professional, you certainly can't go wrong, and you'll save a lot of time and headache, and you'll enjoy your time in the golf course a lot more.
And practicing your putting is really a personal preference for a lot of people. I was over at the PGA Tour event in Alabama today, the Barbasol Championship, first year event, and I was hanging out at the practice putting green, and I saw a lot of the young professionals and a couple college players using some of the new technology, and when they were their teachers were helping them look at their putts. And then I saw, you know, veteran golfer Billy Mayfair just lining up two clubs and putting the ball between it and working on his swing and his impact with the ball that way. So, you know, for practicing your putting, there's really not one, you know, special elixir for it. It's really a personal preference, but I can see how people would get used to and enjoy the well putt.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, when you said the word, you know, Billy Mayfair's name, you know, I was thinking about his putting stroke, and, you know, you can never change that. Nor would you, cause he's on tour. Right. But, you know, there's certain ways to teach, and then there's certain training aids for certain golfers. So you have to make sure that it's a marriage between the training aid you're using, especially when your teacher or coach is not around. So when you go back to your teacher, you know, or your PGA professional, you can go to him or her and say, okay, I've been working on this drill with this training aid. And that'll help you, you know, that'll be a faster track for you to get to where you want to be in the game of golf.
I mean, I know you're a kind of a dog in the fight, Brian, but I can't remember a time when there's been so many great PGA teaching pros out there right now. It's, you really can't go wrong. I've talked with them all the time. I've taken lessons. I've seen new advances. And I think when you go see your favorite or local PGA pro, you're really getting your money's worth.
Yeah, there's so many talented professionals out there in this field, and it all comes down to passion. I mean, they're so passionate about what they do day in and day out, and they truly care about helping the golfer in front of them, and it's one golfer at a time, and one-on-one instruction is the best way to go.
Yep. The last lesson I had, you get nervous when you're maybe meeting a teaching pro for the first time, wondering what he's going to do and what you guys are going to work on. I mean, when the guy tells you, I'm here for you, and you know, whatever you need to work on, we will work on it together, and he puts you at ease, that really means something and helps you get a lot out of that lesson. So these guys have the right attitude, and ladies, there's a lot of great female pros out there as well. They're there to help you. And they really do care about their club members and their students, all the way from, you know, ages 90 down to beginning golfers. They're there to promote the sport and make the sport better, and they really do that. And that's we won't do any more commercials for the going to see your local PGA pro. But we're here with Brian Foy from H4 Distribution. And Brian, what if people want to see the products? Here's your chance to give the website and the social media channels, and how can people contact the company if they have questions?
Yeah, I mean, they could contact me directly at info@h4distribution.com and see all of our products that we have to offer. We represent six brands, you know, that are doing very well. And each brand is specific towards, you know, helping a golfer in some way. Even down to the fashion, we have belts, watches, and bags for, you know, handbags that fit in your golf bags. You know, so we have a little bit of everything, but for, you know, another training aid called Golf in Sync, if you go to H4Distribution.com, you can look at all of our brands and products. And on Wellputt specifically, we have the mat. We have the arc to arc, which we have three different arcs to work on your stroke. And then we have Well Stance, which is a phenomenal ball position guide. You know, again, back to the point of when you're working with your PGA professional, he or she can look at your ball position. But when you're practicing on your own, you know, there's so many variables that come into where you think your ball position is versus the reality of where it really is. And this is what the well stance does by well putt. It really just eliminates many variables. So you can just focus on striking the ball solidly. And, you know, you can call me directly or email me at info@h4distribution.com. Or you can also, we just recently got into PGA Tour Superstore nationwide. So you can see the Well Putt products at your local PGA Tour Superstore.
Yep, you stole my next question there, Brian. And, you know, to get the golf products in the hands of people, you need to have great distribution channels. And the marriage now with PGA PGA Tour Superstore looks like it's going to be a good one for you guys.
Absolutely. We're really excited about the partnership with PGA Tour Superstore and providing these products to the golfing, you know, world, because we know that these products have now been tested by local PGA professionals and PGA professionals all over the country. And, you know, it's fun to get to see the improvement of the golfer using whatever training aid we're representing in this case, Well Putt.
It's a great product, and you're getting it to the masses. That's important. And Brian, if you put your teaching cap on for a second, what's the favorite tip you always used to give to your students? The one thing, you know, if you, without even looking at somebody's game, what's the one tip you used to give to amateurs all the time that really hits home?
Well, I think I would do it indirectly, and you mentioned it earlier, and that was making them feel comfortable. You know, it's really something that in order for them to get better, they have to feel comfortable around their teacher. So it's really getting on a personal level with that individual, with that student, and working with and listening to what they want to work on. You know, too many times, you know, professionals will jump in and try to help right away. Everyone has good intentions, but you know, you really have to hold back and listen and see where the need is and see what their goals are. And you got to start there because unfortunately in this game that we play, this hard game that we play, there's no quick fix. You know, you might think you have it one day, but we all know that it's going to come back and bite you another day. So it's really,
I've never had it, Brian. So, I mean, I must be really hurting.
Well, one day, that's the beauty of this game, okay. Right?
Yeah, that's the key word. And a big week in golf this week as we wrap up. The Open Championship, British Open, gets underway. How impressed and how surprised have you been, Brian, with the upward trajectory of Jordan Spieth so far?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, watching him, you know, give the press conference this morning was, if you close your eyes, you would think the guy speaking was, you know, 45 years old. That's how mature he is. And, you know, he's great for the game. And, you know, I hope he wins this week.
You weren't one of those golf sickos that was up at 4:20 like me this morning watching that conference, were you?
Right? Maybe.
See, I can do that when my wife's out of town. So I was definitely up watching that with bated breath. And last question here as we wrap up, I always ask my guests on the show, Brian, what's the one current gadget or piece of technology that you couldn't live without right now?
My iPhone.
That's what most people say. You're attached to your phone as well.
It's, you know, it's really, it makes me, you know, be on the go. And for what we do at H4 Distribution, I can work from a demo day or go meet with a couple pros around the country and spend the day out there in front of people versus behind a desk. And, you know, for that reason, it's a time saver for sure.
It absolutely is. Brian, thanks for coming on. Thanks for sharing your expertise and the news and the magic of Well Putt, because I think it can help a lot of people.
Okay, Rick, I appreciate the time. And all your listeners out there can go to your local PGA Tour Superstore and check out the new Well Putt products.
Great advice, Brian. Hang on for a second as we wrap up. And just want to let everyone know that Modern Life Podcast Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you. And go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com and check all of them out. Also, Two Thumbs Up Media, twothumbsupmedia.com. It's the internet and broadcast directory set up by the people here at the Modern Life Podcast Network. So another great episode. The Tech of Sports. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Modern Life podcast and network production. Thanks.